This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about today. Update on coronaviruses, the hack, the Oscar winners. I have something else I want to open with because I'm a little frustrated. So this weekend, we went to see the Birds of Prey Harley Quinn movie. And we heard reviews were bad, the trailer didn't look that good, but, you know, I think Margot Robbie is a fantastic actress. I thought it was kind of cool that you had a movie that was written and directed by a woman, and there was a lot of publicity about that. And so I was like, okay, good. All right, so there's a lot of publicity about this is going to be directed, written by a woman. Okay, you know, let's see if it is as bad as people said it was. Okay, and it was, it basically did more harm to women than I think was intended, and I think Hollywood gets it wrong. You know, just like with the Oscars, I didn't really watch the Oscars because somebody goes up there and gets political. Even though Brad Pitt, I'm a huge fan of, I think Brad Pitt is a fantastic actor. I think he should have won more Academy Awards than he has up to date. But when he starts bringing up John Bolton, Hollywood starts to hurt more than they help, okay? You know, anybody in politics or anybody with any sort of understanding of the way the system works would have known that whether extra witnesses were brought up or not had really no bearing on the impeachment process, okay? You have to be convicted of a crime. You have to have the Senate overwhelmingly, by two-thirds vote, want to remove the president. So bringing up, you know, John Bolton, I see what Brad Pitt was trying to do, but it actually hurts more than helps, okay? It shows that actors may not have a grasp of politics, or maybe they don't care and they just want to kind of use their 45 seconds to be able to put something in there. But what really made me upset about the whole Harley Quinn thing is, even though Margot Robbie did a fantastic job, I think the directing was well done. I think the writing overall was okay. They completely missed the mark and made men dislike women. Again. Okay? People were walking out of that movie theater. You know, I heard the guys talk. It was, now, maybe it's because they want to see more boobies. I don't know what it was. But men didn't really take that very well. This, you know, anti-man, we hate men, we don't need men, doesn't work, and it especially doesn't work for us women, when they highlighted every single stereotype that we're trying to battle. So for, you know, I'm not going to go too much into the movie because I don't want to, you know, give you spoilers. Not that I think you guys are really going to see it, but they, you know, they have Harley Quinn scantily dressed. Okay, this is supposed to be a movie about women, for women. Why are there so much, you know, skin showing. You know what I mean? Now, maybe it was for the guys, but if you're really, you know, trying to do a woman power thing, did you really have to have, you know, a lot of, like, you know, bustiers, and there was a lot of breasts, highlighted in this movie. Okay, well, that doesn't do anything for the woman cause. Then they, you know, highlight how, you know, she was dumped, almost got raped, another character passed over by promotion to a man. Getting very, very emotional about losing one's food, getting emotional about a breakup. I'm looking at this going, please, for the love of God, don't do us any favors. Okay, you want to know what movie I thought did wonders for women? It was back in the 90s. Gosh, was it 94, 95? Lethal Weapon 3. So with that movie, and I understand, yeah, I have a bone to pick with Mel Gibson, but before all that happened with Mel Gibson, he and Rene Russo was in this movie. And what was very interesting about that movie is it wasn't anti-man, you know. It was, you had somebody else that was, you had a woman who was in another position. Didn't necessarily have to be a position of power. Didn't have to be a position under power. She was somebody that partnered up with Mel Gibson. And she didn't really need him to protect her. She was able to kick the guy's butt. She also, orchestrated the whole, you know, sexual encounter, sexual scene. And it to me, showed more of a partnership between men and women. I'm successful, not because of women, not because of men, but because I've worked with men and women. You know, they say behind every successful man is a woman. We all partner, okay? When women do well, a lot of times it's because they partner with other women, other men. If men do well, a lot of times it's because they partner. It's a team approach. And that's what I liked about the Avengers. That's what I like. You know, I don't understand what DC was doing. DC did so well with Wonder Woman. You didn't have a crying, you know, I'm about to get raped, you know, woe is me, I got dumped sort of character. They did fantastic with Wonder Woman. I mean, Wonder Woman was right on it. And then all of a sudden they take Harley Quinn, who's also very beautiful, Margot Robbie is beautiful, and they completely go backwards. And the worst part about it is it was women directors and writers. Why would you do that? Why would you go backwards? Because then people walk out of there going, all right, well, don't break up with a woman because then she'll want to blow stuff up and she'll be crying and she'll be mad. You want to show, I mean, you know, Wonder Woman lost her bow and she did, you know, she still crime fought. So I think Hollywood gets it wrong, and I'm a little frustrated by it because the more they try to do, the more they screw things up. I don't need another woman, another movie for women out there that makes people dislike women or makes people think that we don't want to rule the world. All right. I mean, we want to be heard. We want to, you know, be paid equally. We want to not get raped. And, you know, we want to, you know, We want to have equal rights, but we don't want to supersede men. We don't want to show that we're better than men. I'm not going to try to say I'm better than somebody else. I'm not better than another woman. I'm not better than another man. Okay? But, you know, it takes a team. And not using a woman on your team kicks us women off. We don't have to run the team. We don't need you to run the team. I mean, just be a team. And so it, you know, thank you. I see what you were trying to do, but please, no more favors. Don't do us any more favors. I'm definitely looking forward to Wonder Woman. 1-877-9000, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, did you guys make an headlines? And it just shows how vulnerable we are. Federal grand jury has charged four members of the Chinese People's Liberation Army with hacking Equifax and stealing personal data and trade secrets in one of the largest hacks on record. Attorney General William Barr said Monday that the scale of the theft done in 2017 was staggering, and the suspects obtained information on nearly 150 million Americans. The Attorney General said the hack was one of the largest on record, and it was a deliberate and sweeping intrusion into the private information of the American people. So, Attorney General Barr had spoken at a news conference, noting that it's unusual for the U.S. to actually charge members of another country's military or intelligence service outside of U.S., but the hack, quote, not only caused significant financial damage to Equifax, but invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them as they have had to take measures to protect against identity theft. This data has economic value, and these thefts can feed China's development of artificial intelligence tools, as well as the creation of intelligence targeting packages. So Equifax disclosed the hack, remember, September 2017. And they had disclosed it 3 months after, I guess, the breach happened. There was sensitive information, names, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and addresses. And what hackers had apparently done is found a security flaw. All right. And they leveraged this flaw in a tool designed to build web applications to steal customer data. Equifax admitted it was aware of the security flaw, basically 2 months before the company said hackers first accessed its data. So CEO Richard Smith was resigned. Investigators by federal regulators, multiple states attorney generals, company now faces there's lawsuits, investigations, etc. And so I don't know if my information is in Equifax, your information is in Equifax, but we need to talk about this for a second here. I rely on my cell phone for everything. I don't even know my brother's and sister's phone number. It's in my phone, which means if there's an emergency, I have no idea how to get a hold of them. There's pay phones around. I just wouldn't know what's how to call them. I don't even think you could call information. Is that what we used to do? If I needed a person's number, I was calling information. And then information would look something up in the yellow pages for you. And then they would say, okay, well, I forgot what calling information was. Was it one? I forget. It was like years ago, decades ago. So I'm already reliant on the phone. We now have our credit card information, right? We have passwords. We have, you know, Google will remember your passwords now on anything you log into. Not the smartest thing. If you want to password protect. You have some people out there, especially the younger people, saying, look, it doesn't matter. Fine, let them have my Social Security. You know, now there's so much identity theft and fraud that, you know, if somebody, you know, stole my identity, I just tell them it was stolen. I'm not going to go to jail. I'm not going to be accused of this. It's not that easy. You have your identity stolen. It is bad. It is a nightmare. That could go on for years. But we are so reliant and we are so dependent on computers now, and we're just like, I mean, I am lazy too. I'm like, I don't remember what my kid's social is, but if I put it somewhere in one of my computer, I don't know, files or whatever, I could go to it. And computers crash. Oh, no worries. You back it up to a cloud. You have the cloud, the Apple cloud or whatever. Well, people can hack that too. We've seen the CIA hacked, the Senate hacked. We've seen huge companies that should have every firewall out there hacked. Then, nothing is safe. Medical information. Medical information is now online. And so how did we evolve as humans? How did we evolve? We're like, okay, well, I don't care about the privacy. I don't care if somebody sees a naked picture of me that the doctor had to, you know, post if I did plastic surgery or whatever. I don't care if, you know, my medical records are out there. People just started to kind of realize there's no privacy. And they're like, I would rather take the convenience than the lack of privacy. I'm safe. Nobody's going to want to come after me. You see, we have kind of this complacency right now where we're like, we're okay, what? You know, nobody's going to come after me or my family. I don't do anything wrong. You know, I'm not going to be paranoid about it. Well, and I agree. Probably in your lifetime, hopefully you won't see anything like that. But, you know, I still live with the stories of my family had to escape the Holocaust. You know, my, great-grandfather was in a concentration camp. He was liberated and ended up dying still within a year because there was tuberculosis and all sorts of disease, etc. He was luckily to be in a concentration camp that wasn't a death camp. But if it wasn't for my grandmother fleeing when she was a kid with her mom and brothers, that, you know, I wouldn't be alive today. Same thing if it wasn't for my grandfather fleeing as well. And so I still live with the blood in my veins of people who were targeted by others. And it did happen. It happened 75 years ago. That might not seem, you know, that might seem like, oh, that's ages. But it's still less than a century ago People targeted my family. Targeted Jews, Christians, Catholics, Muslims, you know, so many, shall we say, people that didn't kind of fit, you know, who the Nazis thought should be on this earth. And if you think that there's not still people that think like that out there, you're wrong. Cleansing is something that people talk about, very, very sick leaders talk about all the time. It still happens. So here we are now putting ourselves in a more precarious position. You know, in the you know, Holocaust days, those who kind of realized what was going on, because most people didn't realize what happened in the death camps, they kept them really, really quiet. Once you got to a concentration camp, it was very, very rare for you to be able to escape and leave and then tell people what happened. So nobody knew what was going on. But if anybody did try to flee, they could change their name. They could, you know, nobody knows you. Nobody knows who you are. But now everything is online. We're posting pictures of ourselves. We're checking in. Our cell phone is pinging so people know exactly where we are at any time. It's some dangerous stuff. You know, you see these movies and you're like, well, I'm not going to get paranoid, you know. Where, like in Homeland or whatever. I know, I'm so excited Homeland's out again. I didn't get to see it yesterday. I didn't see Homeland because they said it was 9 p.m. Eastern. So I get ready to watch it at 6 p.m. Western time and Pacific time, and it's not on. It wasn't going to be on until 8 o'clock at night. And by then I was, you know, I'm not going to watch it at 8 o'clock at night because I'm busy. Got to prep for my show. So, you know, the idea or the concept that we are letting ourselves be found, letting ourselves be watched, letting ourselves be heard. You know, that's scary. Did you guys see the movie Ex Machina? Is that what it was called? My son had me watch the show, the movie, and it was basically artificial intelligence. Somebody who was kind of like a Google or Apple or Facebook, you know, founder was designing artificial intelligence. And I'm not going to tell you how the main star got to work with him, but in it, the main star talks about, you know, did you use your AI on me? Looking at porn profile, looking at my, you know, I mean, everything we do gets, well, I mean, I do a radio show and you all know that I think Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender are hot. So if I hear there's a new movie, I'm going to Google when is their next movie. And then I'll Google them shirtless. And if there's no pictures of them naked, no big deal. I'll move on. All right? And you know that I Googled the Oscars. You know what songs I listen to on YouTube. I don't care. I like Barbershop Quartet. If anybody hacks into my YouTube, they see that I listen to some Barbershop Quartet. I think the stuff's cool. Sue me. So I've kind of just subscribed to no privacy. But it's frightening because, you know, we might be in a very, very calm, comfortable situation now, but if somebody doesn't want to target blondes or target redheads or target Jews or target Christians or target blacks or target Hispanics, they can. They know where you live, they know what you watch, they know what you like, they know where you work, they know where you shop. We've allowed our lives to be there, open. And why did China want that information? Why? Are they planning an attack? And I'm not trying to, you know, build paranoia, but we need to kind of open our eyes, people, about what we've kind of led ourselves to do. And we're relying on all these, you know, antiviruses. We're relying on all these, you know, security measures, but it's not secure. I don't know anything about computers. I don't even know how it turns on and why I'm able to Facebook Live. I don't know how that stuff works. I think it's cool. And so even security people in cybersecurity don't know everything there is to know. And there's always going to be somebody smarter out there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in an Arkansas Walmart shooting is dead. Forest City police say the man died following a confrontation with officers inside the big box store. Two cops were wounded and are hospitalized in unknown conditions. It's believed the suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. Arkansas State Police have taken over the investigation. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says his new budget aims to significantly cut federal deficits over several years.
We're putting out a plan today that over a period of not that long a period of time brings our budget and our deficit down to what it should be, which is close to zero.
The president insists his proposed budget will not affect Social Security or Medicare, although Democrats say otherwise. The president is also touting the new North American trade deal and first phase of the trade accord with China. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, would you let a robot do your surgery? Would you let a robot draw your blood? Well, you're going to have to. I had a robot do my surgery. I mean, there was a doctor in the room, of course, and he did the surgery robotically. But, yeah, he used a robot, had about 9 arms, I think, on it. And that's the way of the future. Funny thing is they're saying that these robots do better than humans. An automated blood sampling robot created by Rutgers University performed as well or in some cases better, than human medical professionals who take your blood. That's according to the university that they said last week in a statement. The first human clinical trial of the blood-drawing robot showed that it could free up time for nurses and doctors. You see, that's what they say. Everybody says, oh, we're going to free up time for others. No. This isn't about freeing up time. Remember when Walmart or Amazon said, oh, yeah, we're going to get these robots and things so we could free up other people's time? Yeah, that's a way of saying to later replace them, but they can't say that. But it's supposed to, instead of jabbing them with needles, the ultrasound-guided, image-guided robot finds your vein, punctures it with a needle, and then draws blood. The robot also includes a centrifuge-based blood analyzer, meaning if you are, let's say, needing a CBC or a blood count that looks for anemia, looks for your clotting factors, looks for your inflammatory cells, these robots could be designed to just test the blood right then and there. That's some cool stuff, I gotta say. Or let's say you need your blood sugar checked, kidneys checked, liver checked, the comprehensive panel. They can do the blood test, examine the results, and give you the results right there in real time. See, as a doctor, it's so frustrating that when I order blood, I need to wait. So I examine you, and I'm like, look, I don't know if this is mono. I don't know if this is rhabdomyolysis, you're having these body aches. It could be flu, but it could be you worked out too hard and you destroyed some of your muscles. So I am going to have to do a blood test and wait. Now, in the ER setting, you could get these blood tests stat. So within 20 minutes to an hour. In regular patient offices, medical offices, it could take 2-3 days. Sometimes same day. If you ordered stat, in a few hours. Imagine getting the result right then and there. That is technology that doctors want. You see, we doctors want technology that are later going to put us out of business. Same thing with nurses, etc. Phlebotomists. So the results of this trial was published in the journal Technology. It showed that the robot device had an overall success rate of 87% for the 31 participants whose blood was drawn. For the 25 people whose veins were easy to access, the success rate was 97%. Healthcare professionals have a success rate of 73% if you don't have visible veins. 60% in patients without palpable veins, 40% in emaciated patients, according to the university. Meaning the robots are better. They say a device like ours could help clinicians get blood samples quickly, safely, reliably, preventing unnecessary complications and pain in patients from multiple needle insertion attempts. That's according to Josh Leipheimer, the lead author and doctoral student at the Rutgers New Brunswick School of Engineering. In the future, the university said, the device could be used for other common medical procedures like IV catheterization and dialysis. So the robot would set up your dialysis, where basically it helps filter the blood, or IV catheterization, where we have to stick an IV catheter in you. So, many of you have had your blood drawn. It's interesting. The more painful it is, the less I bruise. When it didn't hurt, I seem to wake up with the biggest bruise. I don't understand that at all. And people always kind of ask, how does that work? How do you stick a needle into somebody's vein and you don't bleed out? How do you, again, we find a vein, we're not finding an artery. So venous blood is a little slower. And there's valves. The venous wall has a certain texture to it. It's almost kind of like one of those, have you guys ever drawn fluid out of, some of you not in the medical field wouldn't understand, but when we draw out a vaccine or we draw out a medicine from a vial, there's this like rubber stopper there. And it's, is made of a material such that when you do poke a hole in it, it's not going to leak out and it's not going to introduce more pathogens and bacteria. I still don't like to reuse a vial, because something went in, you still, don't feel 100%, but it does provide that protection. And the other thing, too, is the way the needle is. The needle has this bevel. And so rather than it being a big, huge hole, it ends up being a very narrow, flat sort of opening. So basically, if you've ever seen a needle, when we draw things into you, it starts out not in a big diameter, but almost flat. The needle's almost flat with a little baby micro area. And then, because the needle is beveled, so it's basically cut horizontally, it allows fluid to come into it and fall into it without there being a big hole. You know, it's interesting. You know, my son's going into engineering. There is so much engineering that goes into medicine. You know, medicine to me was an easy specialty. I just had to memorize stuff and figure stuff out. Engineering is the hard stuff. To figure out that rather than making a big hole into the vein, you have a flat surface that ends up being open on top so fluid falls into it, allows less of a hole. So you don't have, again, that much of a gaping hole. And the vein usually seals up. Maybe there might be a little bit of bleeding, but usually your clotting factor should work to stop it without causing a big, huge clot. For some people, if they go through the vein, go in one side, out the other, now you're going to poke more, you're going to have more of a diameter because the flat part of the needle went through and now you have the round part of the needle. So if you go through a vein, you're going to get more bleeding. Some people get swelling. Some people think they feel numbness and tingling. It could be because they get some bleeding around the area. I had somebody call telemedicine where they said they had a blood draw on the arm was swelling and there was numbness and tingling. It's really rare to hit a tendon or to hit anything because if you're going right for a vein. But if somebody does stick the needle in too far, they could hit something. And so for those of us that have really, really good veins, you only have to go, you know, just under the surface of the skin to get to that vein. And it's fairly simple. So, yeah, a robot could do that. If you don't have enough people that are, you know, trained and people are concerned about getting viruses and diseases or, you know, when a phlebotomist checks your checks for your vein, they used to not want to wear gloves. They're forced to now. But they said the glove messes with the way they feel. So a lot of them are like, look, I could draw your blood better without, you know, without the gloves. And so they would alcohol swab you. This is like in the 90s. And then after you were alcohol swabbed, they would take their finger and touch it again. So you weren't sterile. So, you know, all this BS type of stuff was happening. And, you know, they have these rules saying, well, you have to glove and you have to do this. And still, I still see people after the alcohol swab still use their glove, which isn't sterile, to draw. And so, you know, there is a lot of room for error. So now you have a machine that can do it for us. Again, it's probably expensive, and we're not sure how long it's going to, you know, take before it's out there. I'd also like to be, I'm very interested in the cleaning mechanism, how it gets cleaned. My guess is with the needle, it's a disposable needle. It gets dumped, new needle in place. There's a way to retract something disposably so you don't have any blood backsplash, which you shouldn't. But absolutely, we are going to have machines that will do things that we thought would never happen. I mean, we were talking about robots in the 90s. We're like, robots will not be able to take over. Yes, they can. I was like, guys, it'll take over radiology. It'll take over cardiology. Machines are going to answer the questions. People are going to want the machines. So that's where my field is going. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In a few minutes, we'll give you the latest on the coronavirus update. It looks like close to 40,000 people affected, death toll in the 900s. So we're going to give you guys the latest and what U.S. hospitals are doing, money they're spending, etc. Over the weekend, saw the SpongeBob SquarePants musical. No, it was good. It was good. Our friends had tickets, and I love our friends that we went with. It was, you know, but I was a little disappointed. I mean, for a kids show, it was great. I think they did a good job, you know, replicating the SpongeBob SquarePants characters and all that. But I think there's some musicals out there that are kind of forced. I think, you know, people see that there's money to be made. We want new musicals. You know, people want another Les Mis or another Chicago or another Wicked or another Book of Mormon or something like that. So you start to see a lot of these musicals pop up, or they'll do a musical out of a movie. And they did a musical out of a TV show. And it was okay. It just, it wasn't, to me, quote-unquote, musical property. I think it was in a... It was in a category that it should have never been in. And so the one thing I have to credit with the Oscars is usually the shows that make the Oscars list or the movies are really worthy. You know, where there are some phenomenal, storylines, screenplays, actors, etc. And, you know, but I do get concerned because sometimes, you know, you'll have people complain, well, you know, one demographic wasn't represented or whatever. And so the next year they overshoot and they, you know, make sure they, you know, calm down anybody who would be, you know, frustrated. And again, you don't want discrimination. I get that. But you really want the Oscars to be about, you know, who is deserving, you know, what I guess picture deserves it. Now, I haven't watched a lot of the Oscar pictures, but what made, I guess, history yesterday is I believe a foreign film won the best picture. And Parasite, I haven't seen it, but it's a South Korean film, and they were nominated for and won best picture, beating out what we would have thought would have been 1917. 1917 was fantastic. Definitely Oscar property. It was based on a an account of Sam Mendes's great paternal grandfather, who was in World War One. You would think 1917 would have been a shoo-in, but they gave it to Parasite. So, you know, the Oscars, I think, still hold, you know, some integrity in terms of, you know, we are going to look at what is the most groundbreaking, you know, I don't know, movie, I don't know. And so they definitely kind of, defy what you would, if you had money and bet, they defy some odds with that. And so congratulations to Parasite. I haven't seen it. From what I understand, I should see it. I usually don't see a lot of these movies. Toy Story 4 won Best Animated Picture. Toy Story 4 was fine. It was good, but I don't remember it being Oscar property. But it was good. So, leading actor, hands down, Joaquin Phoenix. He played a quote-unquote psychopath in Joker. Did fantastic. Beating out Antonio Banderas, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Leonardo DiCaprio did a good job in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Again, I think Leonardo DiCaprio should have won, you know, Oscars. I don't think Leonardo DiCaprio ever won an Oscar yet, I think, for Best Actor. I don't believe. But, I mean, he's done, I mean, Titanic and... Departed, and I, you know, he's a great actor. I don't understand why he doesn't get one. But in this particular case, it went to Joaquin Phoenix. Supporting actor, Brad Pitt got Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought Brad Pitt is a fantastic actor. I think he has deserved Oscars. I thought he did good in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Again, not where I would have thought, you know, he would have won. Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Irishman, you would think. Tom Hanks did A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood for a supporting role. Anthony Hopkins of the Two Popes got lost to Brad Pitt. Leading actress went to Renee Zellweger in Judy. I believe that was about Judy Garland. I don't know. I didn't see it. Performing actress supporting role, Laura Dern in A Marriage Story. Again, didn't see it. Best nominated feature film was... Toy Story, that we talked about, that animated Toy Story. It beat out How to Train Your Dragon, I Lost My Body, Klaus, Missing Link. I think I saw How to Train Your Dragon. That was about it. I'm not going to go into costume design, whatever. In terms of directing, Parasite, Bong Joon-ho, won, as opposed to Martin Scorsese for Irishman, Joker, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Best Documentary went to The American Factory winner. You would think Best Documentary, there would be Chernobyl, but I guess that wasn't a part of it. Let me see. Makeup, hairstyle, nobody really seems to, you know. But Best Motion Picture of the Year. Ford vs. Ferrari was up. Irishman was up for that. Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but Parasite won. So, you know, fantastic. Movies, I really haven't seen a lot of it. That, of course, the Oscars brought up politics. Joaquin Phoenix went off on a whole bunch of, you know, political tangents. Brad Pitt, I'm not sure. I didn't watch it. We talked about that when we opened up Hollywood getting involved with politics. Ricky Gervais had made fun of him, I think, at the Golden Globes, saying, "You guys know nothing about the real world. What are you talking about?" But I do. I do find it interesting where when you kind of look at the liberal side of things, they seem to implode. You know, I don't know if you guys watched the Democratic debate on Friday night. I watched part of it. And they were kind of falling all over each other when it came to health care, when it came to multiple topics. And, you know, you could only promise so much, but then, you know, how are you going to do that without ticking off other people? You know, we talked about Governor Newsom in California with him giving Medicaid to illegal immigrants. You have a lot of people out there that aren't qualified for Medicaid now. They're just right above, or something's going on where they can't get Medicaid. And, you know, if that was your fan base and you're not helping them out because you're helping the illegals out, that's where, you know, that's where you kind of start to shoot yourself in your own foot. And so when you have stars talk about, well, you know, we have to save the environment, you know, we have to be against, you know, Wall Street and big business and the wealth, they're wealthy. They have yachts and fancy cars and use up a lot of water with their lawns and big lawn, you know what I mean? And so after a while, it kind of turns on them. Now, I don't know if, you know, Joaquin Phoenix or if any of, you know, the particular stars have, you know, gone out of their way to try to be more green and lessen their carbon footprint. But if any of them have a fancy car, right, that isn't electric, if any of them, you know, fly all over the place, if, you know, they're, you know, spending buku bucks on tuxedos and dresses and jewels and all that when, you know, you need the poor helped, I don't know if they really, you know, are the ones that are supposed to be preaching. But maybe they think they have a duty. You know, they win an award and they have to look like that they're for the cause. They have to look like that they're, you know, trying to help the cause. And a lot of people look to Hollywood, you know, as, look, you know, you guys are actors. You know, you guys, we do want to hear what you have to say. But again, you're wealthy. You have a very blessed life. And so it's frustrating when I see Oscars use that pulpit, which is why the Oscars are going down in popularity, to talk politics. Going back to the debate, Pete Buttigieg, who is hoping to ride the young train, because I think he's 37, he's not young, but definitely younger than a 77-year-old Biden or a 75-year-old Trump, you know, basically got blasted by Klobuchar saying, look, young isn't what we need. Okay, we don't need new. Trump represents that. So we'll see what happens. But I think, you know, after a while, you know, you have trouble maintaining your platform when you're kind of in that world. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.